One of the reasons we picked this show is because it's a series of small one-acts, and we can put two and three people on stage at a time in masks and distanced. All the blocking has them as much as we can possibly get for 6 feet apart. Not a lot of touching. This was the show that would work for that, so they are doing all that in rehearsals. It is our hope that numbers are still good and they are going to get to take their masks off just to perform on stage, but every other minute they put it on. So we're trying to get people tested. We do have some kids quarantining because just life happened to them and the school nurse has identified them as close contact. So we're taking it very seriously for the actors. There's also a lot of restrictions for the audience.
What are those?
There are very specific zones that the Park District will allow at the Connie Link Theater, and you can only have 50 people in these particular marked zones. People must wear masks. Once they settle down with their group, their family, their bubble, they may take masks, but any kind of movement at all requires masks at all times.
The perhaps fraught title of the production is All in the Timing, and the timing is a bit dicey with cases beginning to mount. How are you going to cope with a new wave in town?
And to think, I thought the only thing that we would have to be worried about was weather. We obey what the county health department and what the school district tells us. It's the idea that it's just to do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the most spectacular thing we've ever done. It has to be the fact that I promised this year's seniors that one way or the other, we would get them their season back. And it's live actors and it's live audience. And that's all we ask. And we're hoping to still be able to ask that. But for us, the timing was, at least it's not what we were doing in January or fall or whenever our highest peak was.
Absence may not only make the heart grow fonder, but it may also lend a new appreciation for what you had been doing in-person theater instruction and theater performance. Do you have a fresh eye on the nature of in-person theater coming back to it now?
I think so. I think I have a greater appreciation of how much of a role the audience plays. I've always taught that it's not theater unless it has an audience. We can create a lot of things, but the audience is an active participant, and it means so much more. It's frankly the backbone of what the art is. It is communication. It is an expression of whatever humanity is. Even in a comedy like these one acts, it's still a communication about this is who we are and you're this too and we're in this together. It feels more momentous. It feels more important.
How are the students taking to it? What is their emotional experience been returning to in-person rehearsals and in-person production of real theater?
They have been so great. They are obeying all the rules. They are working extra hard. They were memorized. The actors were memorized in advance. The techies had things already built. It's like they're so grateful for that opportunity. They appreciate it so much more. And they're having fun. They look happy again. It's almost an identity. If I don't know that I can remember that far back in history, but when I was in high school, it's that perpetual search for who you are. And these people, they're a theater company. And to be able to identify with your people, to be able to do what we do again, they have just been so great about it.
What are they telling you about the emotional impact of what they're doing now?
They feel home. Home gets mentioned a lot. Family gets mentioned a lot, as in your extended family. They really appreciate the fact that what they do is important, is special, is worthwhile, and how much they enjoy it.
Kevin Vernon is the theater director at Normal Community High School, which is producing All in the Timing, a series of one acts by David Ives, at 6:30 p.m. April 16th and 17th at the Connie Link Amphitheater in Normal. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org, and you're listening to Sound Ideas.